everyone, and good morning, good evening, wherever you are at the moment. And let's start this orientation by a presentation by us, a student union of the University of Jyväskylä. And my name is Ville Härsilä, and I'm the new specialist in international affairs. It is my job to advocate the causes of the international students, that means you. And I also coordinate the international tutoring and development cooperation here in the student union. And beside me is...
Hello, my name is Evi Hakala, and I'm the board member of the student union. And I'm responsible for international affairs. So probably you will hear about me a lot. Okay.
Okay, so what is the JYY? Well, it is the student union of the University of Jyväskylä, and it advocates the student rights, which is like the main task of the student union. Whenever there is an issue regarding your student rights, for example, your grades might not come in time, or you feel like your grading is unjust, or cases like these, it is always our job to ensure that those issues are not common, and also to do the battle for you, so to say, that you don't have to be alone with those issues, but that the student union can help and bring the issues up to the university and fix the things that are not working. Also, this is your own organization by you, for you. So the JYY, the student union, consists only of students. It is in our decision making, the students are the highest embodiment, so to say. And we work for you. So everything that we do is for the students here in Jyväskylä. And our position is rather strong in the society as well. Our position is structured in the law as well. So we have a lot of influencing power and negotiating with the university and the local corporations and municipal as well. We are a community of approximately 12,000 students, including the degree students. And the JYY is also a politically independent organization. So we don't take any sort of like financial support from political parties or religions or anything like that. So anyone can join and anyone can influence our values and stuff like that. But enough of me explaining all these things. There's actually a little bit of a video we can show you, and let's see if it can work.
Suomen kauneimman yliopistokampuksen keskellä sijaitsee Jalotivi. Ylioppilastalo Ilokiveltä löydät opiskelijan keskeisimmät palvelut. Jyväskylän yliopiston ylioppilaskunnan eli JY-toimiston sekä opiskelijaravintola Ilokivi. Toimistolta löydät osaavan, avuliaan ja ystävällisen henkilökunnan, joka auttaa sinua opiskelijaelämän ja opintojen kaikissa käänteissä. Opiskelijakortilla nappaat mukaan kaikki parhaat etuudet. Edullisen opiskelijaruokailun, joukkoliikenteen alennukset sekä paljon muuta. Toimistolla työskentelee useita ihmisiä jatkuvasti opiskelijan sujuvamman arjen eteen. JYN asiantuntijalta saat apua esimerkiksi toimeentulon tai opintokirjan omissa ongelmissa. Ylioppilaskunnan jatkuva vuorovaikutus yliopiston ja kaupungin kanssa mahdollistaa Suomen parhaan opiskelijaelämän. Ajamme opiskelijoiden etuja ja osallistumme koulutuksen kehittämiseen tapaamisissa yliopiston johdon ja henkilökunnan kanssa. Lisäksi YY vaikuttaa valtakunnallisella tasolla opiskelijoita koskevaan politiikkaan. YYn valitsemat opiskelijaedustajat vaikuttavat kaikissa yliopiston hallintoelimissä yliopiston hallituksessa tiedekuntaneuvostoja ja nostavat siellä esiin opiskelijoille tärkeitä teemoja. Ylioppilaskunta omistaa ilmapäin ravintolan ja opintojen lisäksi Korttukokin ylioppilaskylän, jossa on lähes 2000 opiskelijaa asukkaan. Rentukkatalo on elävän kylän ja se tarjoaa runsaasti palveluita kylän asukkaille sekä YYn jäsenille. Tervetuloa jäseneksi Suomen parhaaseen ylioppilaskuntaan. Me olemme täällä teitä varten.
Okay, so that was the video. Hopefully it worked for you. You can also view it from our website in case that it was lacking or something. But yeah, that's a little introduction of our student union. So what does the student union offer for you? What does it do for you? It provides assistance and support to students. As I already mentioned previously, it helps with student rights, but also in other sort of cases. We have multiple different sectors in the student union. We have academic affairs, social affairs, then the international affairs. It also supervises the interests of students at the university and in society as a whole. For example, there's the municipal elections coming this spring. And as most of you are probably degree students, if you have the domicile, you're also allowed to vote. You have the right to vote in these elections. So these sort of things are also very important for the student unions, that we don't always only influence the university and the campus, but the whole society and our student rights in society. But in addition to student advocacy, we also organize various events and activities, and more about those later in the slides. There are a lot of different services that the student union promotes and has. For the members, members have the right to obtain a student card, and it has a lot of variety of benefits and discounts. For example, if you use the digital student card named Frank, you can have discounts in traveling, in restaurants, culture shops, and services as well. In addition to that, we give advice and representation, free time and culture. We also have our own Ilokivi restaurant, which is owned by the students. It is located in this main campus area, Seminaarinmäki, which was shown in the video as well. And also we have Ilokivi venue downstairs of Ilokivi building. And there we show a lot of movies, and there are also other activities over there. Then we have the sauna and hot tub, currently not in a very regular use because of the current pandemic, but also something to consider maybe later on in the semester. Then we have some and many volunteering opportunities offered by these sectors and other activities that you can participate to. We highly encourage you to get involved. There are a lot of opportunities for you. We have a student calendar, and also in case you need to use a cargo bike, we also have one of those. And also a big part of our services is the accommodation services of the student union, and those services are named Soihtu. Well, most of you are probably degree students, and if you're degree students, you should already be members. Virtual exchange students can also join the student union, and you can check our list of benefits from our website.
Okay, and here you can see the logo of the student union. That's how you can recognize us. And it's important to remember that the abbreviation of the student union is JYY, and it's a bit different, or it's almost same abbreviation, what is it, in university. So remember, student union is JYY, and University of Jyväskylä is JYU. And yeah, this is very obvious, but just to remind us, our community is free of bullying and harassment. In case you will witness any of that kind of action, please, you can contact our harassment person.
Harassment contact persons.
Yeah. Harassment contact person, yes. Here you can see the email address. General, if it doesn't matter whether it's a female or male, you can contact here. And all the discussions will be confidential. They won't tell anything to anyone. So it's important to remember that you can. And please use this opportunity in any kind of situation. Don't hesitate. It's good to talk with someone if you feel bad about something. And it's good to remember that this is not only when we are in parties or at university, also when you are studying remotely and you feel that something wasn't going right, something wasn't good, just contact to a harassment person.
Yeah, they have also received a training for this, and they both of these harassment contact persons are our own specialists, so they know what they're doing.
Yes. And JYY as an organization, it might hurt bit here, a bit complicated, but basically the decision making is made by board of executives, people like me. So we are implementing the will of Council of Representatives. They are elected by students every 2 years. So actually you will be, because the election was last autumn, you will be able to elect new Council of Representatives next autumn. And we have also many employees, about 40, our specialists like Ville, and also employees in accommodation services. And about our volunteers activities, subcommittees are a very good way to join our activities. They are really, it's really easy to join in. So that's what I really want to, that's something what I really want to advertise. That's how I actually end up here, by volunteering via subcommittees. And we will tell you more about subcommittees later on. But first, about board members. As I told you, board members are implementing the willingness of council, and actually the board will change every year. So it's only 1 year. And we have a different sectors. and we are working with our specialists of each sectors. That's what I mean by employees. And Ville can tell us more about the employees.
Yeah, so as was mentioned, we have over 40 full-time employees, and some of them work here in Ilokivi, and some of them work at the accommodation services. Each of the employees here in Ilokivi have their own area of expertise. So there's, as I mentioned, academic affairs, social affairs, then there's the communication specialist in communication and events and that sort of stuff. So there are a lot of expertise in our student union. And we also give advice and help students in issues concerning studies and student life. This is the same as the board members offer help. So can the employees help you whenever you encounter anything. So do not hesitate to contact us. We are here for you. And yeah.
And more about subcommittees. So as I mentioned earlier, I'm responsible for international affairs. So I'm working closely with subcommittee for international affairs. Then we have also subcommittee for development cooperations. And those two subcommittees are always working in English. And then there's also other options, as you can see, subcommittee for well-being, subcommittee for environmental affairs, subcommittee for academic affairs. That's how you get touch with many, like in academic affairs, they are ensure that all the student rights will happen regarding these studies. So it's really important. And then we have also subcommittee for cultural affairs. This subcommittee of Kortepohja Student Village is working in Kortepohja. And if you are interested in, for example, subcommittee for environmental affairs, don't hesitate to join them, even though they may work in Finnish. Many people can still use English, and you just need to let them know that, sorry, I don't know Finnish that well or at all, and they will remember that, and then they can use only English, of course.
Yeah.
So I would like to encourage everybody, if you like, those two subcommittees are working always in English, but also others, you are very welcome to join.
Yeah. Just send them a request that you don't speak Finnish, and they will happily change the language to English and operate in English if you just send them and approach them. Yeah.
Yes, and they are also working in remotely, so
yeah,
you can join even if you are not in Finland or you can't come to university. And more about Subcommittee for International Affairs, abbreviation SIA. And we, like all the subcommittees, we are meeting each month, and we are discussing about subjects which are concerning both domestic and international students. So we want to be forum which is bringing together domestic and international students. And yeah, issues what we are handling on together, they can be very many kind of. And it's very I want to say that it's very easy channel to influence if you hear something, or if you want to do some event, if you want to, for example, do something for the community is very easy way to influence. And yes, as I mentioned earlier, it's functioning in English. And actually, our first meeting in this autumn is 21st. So you are very welcome to join in. You can find us on Facebook. And also, I don't know if you guys know the Discord channel. We also have it. It's very easy to Google. And the address how you can get in to this channel called International Hub. Here is the address, so you can just copy it and then you can basically get in. And it's functioning anonymously, so it's a very, very easy way to influence. Did I say everything about subcommittee?
Yeah.
Well, we can get back. And if you have any question, please ask us. You can also contact us by email or something.
Yeah, if you have questions, please write them to the chat and we can go through the questions after we have done this, after we have done the presentation. And it's actually good what you emphasized there, Evi, that all these subcommittees currently operate virtually. So you don't have to be physically anywhere. Just follow the Facebook, sites of the of the subcommittees. There you can find the link to the meetings and attend that way. About the development cooperation, it is one of the sectors here at the student union, and it also has a subcommittee. It is for everyone that is interested in global responsibility here in the student union. We don't always, or we don't only want to be responsible among the students and share that value here in the campus area, but also on a global level. The future is ours, and it is something that we take seriously and that sort of stuff. There are three projects currently going on in the development cooperation. We have Fairtrade University, meaning that the university is buying, for example, fair trade products, is bound to these sort of rules, what sort of products they buy and that sort of stuff. There's also the Nepal project, which is currently our like development cooperation project in cooperation with Aurora Borealis. Aurora Borealis is our partner in this cooperation, and currently in our development cooperation we focus on academic sponsorships. We in Nepal we advocate for students to be able to study. We fund their studies. This is something we have seen important, and it has been promoted in our student union's events a lot, and it's something we care about a lot. It has been going well, and these students in Nepal have gained a lot of new possibilities because of this development cooperation. So it's been going well. Then we have this Sustainable Development Week, which is coming in October, and yeah, stay tuned about that. There's more info about it coming later. And here in development cooperation, we organize a lot of events, theme weeks, and also some fundraisers, so anyone can donate to our development cooperation courses. Oh, there's actually some Finnish in between here. My apologies. But as you can see, well, what I've written here in English is the same as in Finnish. But there's the recruitment of new chairperson and secretary of the subcommittee starting real soon. We have the next subcommittee meeting of development cooperation coming soon. As you can see, it's 14th of September. And anyone who is interested to become a chairperson and or secretary is very welcome to be in those positions. So anyone can apply, anyone is eligible, and you don't have to understand Finnish or anything, since this subcommittee operates in English. So that's something good to remember. Ways to support our development cooperation. If you're physically here and you can come to our restaurant, for example, if you're not in quarantine or something like that, you can buy our lunch tickets, development cooperation lunch tickets, from which a certain amount of money is targeted towards our development cooperation. And these you can buy from Ilokivi restaurant. In addition to that, we also have these fundraising events. Yeah. And coming up, we also have Julkari, which is our own student union newspaper. There are a lot of columns and articles about student life and what opinions students have on different issues. Julkari is always looking for new writers, and they have texts in both in Finnish and also in English. So you can write in whatever language you prefer out of those two. And yeah, you can contact them. They are always happy to have new ideas and new writers. Then there's the Uutiset, which is our own weekly newsletter or student news. Degree students, or rather those that are members of the student union, automatically receive this student news. And if there are some virtual exchange students listening right now, you can sign up for your email in our own student union's website, so you can also receive the Uutiset. And for that, you don't have to be a member, just sign up if you feel like it. And Uutiset is also a very, very good way to follow what sort of events are coming up in the student union and what sort of issues are important at the moment. Then we have Kampuskino. They show a lot of movies physically here in the student union in the Ilokivi venue downstairs. They show movies weekly on Monday and Tuesday. And you're very welcome to join them as well. But yeah, as I said, there's more information coming up on everything regarding the subcommittees and the projects that are going on here in the student union. So stay tuned. You can also follow our own website and Facebook and social media and other accounts. As you can see here, there are the our website www.jyy.fi. Then there's the Facebook, Instagram accounts for our student union as well. Kampuskino has its own Facebook page, and also the newspaper Jyväskylän Ylioppilaslehti has its own Facebook page. And then, as Evie mentioned, we have this new International Hub Discord channel, and you can join the hub by typing this website, typing this site. At this point, we would like to thank you and welcome as a member of the student union community. At this moment, I would like to take any questions if you had. Currently, I don't think I see any of them in chat, but if you have any thoughts, you can write them down now, and we can go through them and answer your questions to the best of our capabilities.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Someone writes that, is there a deadline for joining the student union or gain the membership? If you're a degree student, the deadline was already, I think, a few 14th of August was the deadline for the joining the student union. In case you are not a student, even though the deadline has already passed, you should contact the admission offices of the university. They will help you further. And if you are if you, however, are an exchange student, you can join at any time. Just contact the Ilokivi member, the secretary of the membership services. They will help you further with these issues. And then there is a question. Sorry if I missed it. How do we go about joining the different groups, such as the development group? Is there a sign up or email on the website?
Oh, I think I didn't. Sorry, that's a very good question because I didn't mention it very clearly. So actually, basically, all the committees have meetings each month. So you can just join by coming to the meeting. Or you can check that, okay, there's meeting coming and probably they are providing a Zoom link if it's held remotely. But of course, you can also check the website of JYY and contact to chairperson of subcommittee by email and she or he will provide you more information. That was a really good question. Yes.
And there are also invitations to these meetings via UTZ. So if you follow the newsletter, you can also receive the invitations through there. But yeah, as Evi said, there is no sign up or anything. This is all voluntary based. So you don't have to think that if you're supposed to commit to something. So this is all voluntary and everyone is welcome to join at any point. Then there's the question about student life. Are there university stickers or hoodies that students can purchase? Also, what is the pants that all students seem to wear? Yeah, the pants are the student overalls. And the student overalls are something that a lot of the Finnish students use during events and other things that are happening in the campus. And if you want those overalls, you would have to check up with your own student association. So there are a lot of student association have these overalls, and every subject has its own student association. So I don't know what your student association is specifically, but I think there's also going to be a session about how to join a student association and about all that. So you can ask this question over there as well, and hopefully they will know to answer how to get these overalls for you as well. I think most student associations or subject associations will give these overalls to international students if you join them. Also, you asked about the university stickers. I think you mean the stickers you can put the overalls. So yeah, a lot of these subject associations also sell these stickers which you can attach to your overalls. Yeah.
Yes, they are usually selling them in events.
Yeah.
Or you can also buy some if you have some very specific thing. Yeah.
Yeah, there are also, we also have our own badges. The student union has its own badges. So you can also fetch one of those. If you feel like you want one of those for yourself or want to attach them to your overalls. Yeah. Any other questions? We still have some time to go through questions if there are any. I don't see any further questions. If at some point you feel like you have something on your mind, you can contact us. You can contact Evi or me or anyone at the student union. So don't hesitate. We are always happy to help at any point. But yeah, thank you everyone for joining this session. And I think the next session for you starts in a few minutes, so you can stretch right now or have a coffee break or something like that, and then come back when the next session starts. Thank you everyone for joining this. I hope it's going to be a great semester for you, and I hope we stay in contact this semester. Thank you.
Thank you very much.